afternoon and evening, Supercoach Elites. Welcome back to another Supercoach Elites podcast, proudly sponsored by the Patreons at patreon.com/SC Elites and our mates over at Elites Breaks. Hit them up on Facebook and Instagram. My name's Corey. As always, alongside me is the Bombs Express.
Choo choo! That's right, Corey. The Bombs Express is back. Good. It's boy rounds, Corey.
Do you have boy rounds off or?
No, well, obviously they're off, bro. Now, I wouldn't be playing in cash leagues. I'd have them on, that's for sure.
You probably would have wanted them off this week, eh, mate?
I'm not happy with Super Coach. We'll get into that in a second. Before I actually get into that, Corey, tell listeners where they can follow us on social media.
Find us on Twitter. Find us on Twitter and Patreon. At SC Elites. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, SoundCloud, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok at Supercoach Elites. I don't normally do this, but can you please go across to the YouTube channel and to the Instagram, especially Instagram, give it a like and follow. Trying to kick off those new platforms this year. The more of our loyal members that are over there and, you know, liking and reacting, the further our growth goes. So we would really, really appreciate that. Bombsy, what do you want to start with, mate? Do you want to talk about just the Bradbury?
Well, I want to talk about Supercoach.
I knew you were going to go here. I knew this is where you were going to go.
What do you mean?
You're going to go off the fucking retarded jumping around scoring bullshit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I just say, why are they counting players' scores and then deleting the full scores?
Crazy.
If player 18 in your team has scored 47 and player 19 is currently playing, then only count player 19 scores once he hits 48 and then go up.
Yeah.
Don't fucking count points 1 to 47 and then delete 47 fucking at the end. Stupid!
We weren't talking about this as we're going, but like literally I was trying to follow the league games because we were in a pretty
heated contest. You can't fucking follow anything!
And the score was changing, like it changed 3 times with me like just refreshing. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
How hard is it just to fucking update players and playing 19, 20, 21?
The funniest part is my score would then drop down, but yours would still stay high. And it was all over the joint.
I'm not happy.
But for those who haven't figured it out, I beat you by 10 points this week, or 12 points, whatever it ends up being.
No, bro, Jesse Hogan, I'll tell you, he's a trader.
We'll get into our trades for this week, Bombs, but what did you score? What's your overall? How are you sitting?
You did tell me to get this up, didn't you?
I'll go first. I scored 20.53, and that shot my overall up 36,000 spots, so I now sit at 32,476. So the greatest part about being shit in round one is you can always climb up from there. So, probably
sure
just...
that's correct.
What do you mean?
Is that correct? You went up 36,000 and you still ranked in the 30,000s?
Yeah.
Fuck, you're shit at this, aren't you?
Well, my week one wasn't huge. It's pretty bad. Mm. It was actually okay. It was just Harmsy boy. Fuck,
you got kissed on the dick. But I just remembered now, fucking, you captain English the cunt against me and... no way to fuck off, honestly.
Did I get kissed on the dick or did I just smart for starting English?
Nah, I can't. I went through our matchup. Right? I had fuck. My team's actually heaps better than yours.
Well, the score for this week would suggest otherwise.
Yeah. I'm not worried. Put it this way. If you were on the radar, like, for someone that's coming after me, that'd be fucking 16 miles ahead.
Yeah, well, when I'm looking at Jesse Hogan, I'm not really worried.
He is a fucking cunt.
What did you score, by the way? What's your overall?
2,039.
Yep.
And I think I halved my overall. I'm 16.5K now.
Yeah, there you go. So now we can recap last week. What were your trades?
I bought in Heen Dogs. I went wine to Heen Dogs. I went Zach Fisher, which costed me a win now, because I went into fucking Hogan the cunt.
Terrible trade.
And Gipkus to Ambrosio.
Good trade.
Mm.
I went Harms to Billings, Fisher to Heaney, which, fuck, I was stressing out on Saturday.
You should have been stressing. I'm not happy you actually traded Fisher after the abuse I got.
Little sphincter was going nuts. Literally, we spoke about it all week last week. And Gibkiss to Caulfield in the end. It was to...
Did you really?
Yeah, I had to get Heaney. So it was to Marty Hall. And then we had the Hall news. And I went to go reverse the trade to save the boost. I'm like, fuck it, if I can't get Hoare, I'll wait a week, not even worth it. And realised that I couldn't reverse it because I used that cash to get Heaney. I was like, oh, oh, fuck it, we'll have to settle on Caulfield then.
I didn't even know this. This is so good.
Yeah, so one trade of, or two trades to get to a player next week is going to be absolutely carnage.
So hold on a minute, hold on a minute. You bought in Caulfield, who went up $0.
Correct.
At least I bought in Hogan, that went up 50.
Yeah, but you didn't go Gibkiss to Hogan.
It doesn't matter who went.
You had Caulfield?
Yeah, I started him.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I didn't start him, so I wasn't happy when I bought him in. And I would have gone Pink, too. That's the worst part, but Pink had already played. By the time this news was out, so...
All a bit of susness.
Yeah, it is what it is. Got me the win this week, so I'm not going to complain.
Hey, can I tell you who I'm not happy with this week?
Who?
Sexton.
Yeah, not ideal.
Oh, I'm actually like, just, he's a dog cunt.
That's a bit harsh.
I'll just, he is.
He's going at him personally?
Fucking 47. His break even's negative 6. I'm trading him this week. We'll get to trades later. He's gone. He's not. Corey, mediocrity does not survive in my team.
Yep. We've spoken about your reaction.
Him and Hogs, mate. You can see you later, you fucking dogs.
Pack him off. Vice captain and captain for last week. What did you settle with? Thanks. Into? Mate, I've just. Like, I can't hear.
What do you mean you can't hear?
You're gone real soft?
I'm talking like normal.
It hasn't unplugged a little bit at all, your mic?
No, I'm having a look. No, I'm still connected to the very professional setup I've got here.
There you go. You must have moved away from the maybe the mic.
I'm sitting in the exact same position, no, so I don't know.
Gotcha.
I actually don't know what's going on.
Yeah. So Dacos into Green, and
Tom Green. Yeah.
I went Dacos into English, so snapped you one point. I got your boy.
Getting Hogan, bro. Honest.
Yeah, cost ya big time.
I'm just staring at my team. I'm just. Yeah, fucking Hogan, Fifey subbed off. Fucking Dawson. Nah, him. Nah, actually, you know, he's pissed me off more than all of them. I told you I wanted to get rid of him last week.
I don't want to. I don't think overreacting. Now, we'll talk about it. If Dawson down gets you something, okay.
Yeah, okay. Nothing.
I can take that. If it doesn't, don't trade it.
Nah, fuck him. He's gone. Him and Grundy. 20... Him and Grundy are on the chopping blocks, actually.
26 disposals, yeah, like 13 tackles.
How do you score 19? So you score 96, 13 tackles, and you're going at what, roughly? Because we know it's not just fucking pure, linear. Just one tackle equals this, right? But he has scored roughly 50 fucking points from his tackles. How has he scored 40 fucking six from 26 fucking touches?
Shock him off. And I had two of them. I had Dawson and Connor Rosie, who were both absolutely... They had plenty of the ball. They were just useless at using it.
He's not even going to 2 points a fucking touch. Nah, Corey. The more... fuck off. Hunton, fuck. He's a fucking limp dick dog, bro. He can just fuck off. That's what he can do.
Mate, the Bluey takes 2 rounds to kick in, buddy.
Nah.
He's about to explode. He's going to jizz all over Freo this week.
Blueys, from all reports, Corey, take about 20 minutes to take effect.
Facts.
What the fuck are you laughing at?
Nothing, mate. It's just...
There's just unofficial reports going on here. Nah, but seriously, he can... You know in the pre... All right. I was not confident with my midfielders, apart from Bont and Green. And then Dawson was the guy I had. I'm like, yeah, I'll just go Dawson. Yeah, all right, Dawson. So I thought he was the best of the rest. Butters and Merritt and fucking...
Petrarca.
I was never going to click Sarong, but fucking Petrarca. Come on, Bont.
Oh, that was the one that annoyed me on the weekend, because I had Petrarca all pre-season until the end. When I
thought you had him. And then... Pardon me, mate. Sorry, I thought you had him. And then I saw like 146. I thought, oh, fucking hell, here we go. I'm going to get a loss. And then I jumped onto our Game Day Live there, Corey. And I didn't see him as up. What the fuck's going on here?
I used the money, remember it? Like the 1200th hour and went to Rosie. But, oh well, what do you do?
Nothing.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, let's go Bubble Boys first.
Yeah, I was hoping you were going to do that, Corey, because it is Bubble Boy season.
It is Bubble Boy season, that's for sure. Bobs, Down back, the single most important player you will get this year, if you did not go early last week, is a Massimo D'Ambrosio. 225k, averages 105, negative 82, break even. The comment next to it is just must own. Like, this guy is, you have to have him in your team. Pinky Boy is one that's probably going to be popularly traded in this week. 123k, average 51. Last score was 58, break even negative 32. And the whore with the news of May and Lever. We're still waiting for an update on Lever. Is that correct? That's not out as we speak, is it?
Yeah, but I don't think May's out for a long period. May might be a 1-2 week.
It was cracked ribs and a crack on the vertebrae, wasn't it? I reckon it might just drag on a little bit longer, depending on their form. But 123k, average of 36 after the sub-affected game last week. Low score of 12, negative break-even of 2. I think I'm going to lean towards Toby Pink over the Hall.
Over Hall?
Yeah, I think I might.
Is that because of no buy?
One, and job security as well.
No, I'm only thinking no buy is the only reason you... Otherwise, is just...
What happens in 3 weeks?
What happens in 3 weeks?
Hall coming out of the team.
No, he's not coming out of the team.
Could come out of the team.
No, he's not coming out of the team.
Anyway, I'm thinking I'll probably lean towards Pink. That works better for my buy strategy. The other ones, though, Bonds. Carl Warner, I think, just clears the protocol for concussion and could return this week. Tom Brown played one game.
He's not a bubble boy, Warner.
One game. I said one gamers. So just keep an eye on them.
Oh, one gamer, sorry.
Yep, so Carl Warner just clears the concussion. Tommy Brown had, 63 or 62? And JC Boy Burgoyne probably fits outside that monetary bracket, but he's played one game on the wing. And depending on what he want done next week is something that we could have a look at. So are you getting Hall?
I'm contemplating doing some controversial things. I mean, I think I'm going to get a war if I get a defender rookie, but I'm really contemplating fucking like Dawson or Grundy or Hogan or one of these cunts off and just going and getting like Carroll or Dempsey.
I was just about to say, it's funny because I'm sitting here saying that I'm going to get Pink out of the two, but I just remembered the trade that I will talk about moving forward that's currently sitting in my team, and it involves a lot of what you were just talking about.
Lukey boy Ryan. Is that who you're getting?
No, Harry. No, I don't know. She's so. Yeah.
I'll be looking to get Luke Ryan in, Corey. And that will push Ambrosio to 5, Williams to 6.
Yeah, which is what I've got at the moment.
And Howes to the bench, which...
Mate, you can loop. You can stability. Loop the Howes.
Well, with Zachy Reid, if I leave him there, yeah.
Yep. Because I'll leave Zachy Reid there, because I'll have a look next week. Mm. But anyway, we'll get to our trades. The midfielders. Right. There's some important ones if you missed here. Colby Chaos McKercher, average of 92. Last week he scored 95, breaking even a negative 68. 68. How good. 68. Must own.
Yeah.
So a lot like Massimo. If you're missing either of those two players, they are must own players.
Yeah, agree.
Like, there is no if, buts, maybe. They're the most important things to get into your team moving forward.
Matt Roberts probably says hello, but yeah.
I assume a lot of people have Matt Roberts, so... Let me... Roberts, yeah. Sanders, Reed. Come after that. That you have all of them. Yep. A Wilson, I'm not even going to really mention because it's one that most people already have. And then we got our bubble boys. Jackie Carroll, 124k, average of 70. Last score 74, break even of negative 69. Sharpers of the Jeremy kind, 124, average of 67. Last score of 63 and a break even of negative 63. Mind you, if you want to check all this stuff in depth, we've got the spreadsheets up online. JJ Smitty worked hard after his nap last night. You've got all the others.
Oh, fuck it up.
You already had Sharp too, didn't you?
Yeah, I started Sharp.
So for those deciding between Sharp and Carroll, Bonsty boy, where would you be?
Sharp.
Why? Job security?
Job security. Yeah, just can't got too much going on. I mean, we saw Fife got subbed off on the weekend. So, well, that's great for someone like Sharp. Young's gone to the back line. So, yeah, just...
A lot of wing minutes for Sharp. Where...
It doesn't matter. I just think Sharp is the must-own $123,000 mid-rookie.
What about Carroll's legit midfield minutes?
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, he's had the midfield minutes, and they're averaging... There's a three-point average difference. So I'll take the guy with greater security. Thank you.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with Jack Carroll, though, but if you're making me choose, I'm picking Sharp.
Who do you think is more likely to score a ton?
Carroll.
But who do you think also more likely to change position because of other players?
Or wear the vest? Carroll.
Yeah. How far away is Walsh?
Now, breaking news, Corey. Next week. Not this one, one after.
Could have a real dampening effect on Carroll.
And Elijah Hollins. I expect actually Elijah Hollins to get picked this week too.
Yeah, that's right. From his suspension. What was that suspension for?
Drugs.
It was drugs, wasn't it? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he had a little baggie on him, did he?
I don't know. What do you mean by bag? What's a bag?
Like a little suitcase.
Well, did he do some international travelling? Did he go away on holidays or something?
Did he have a boogie board?
Yeah, it does. No idea, Corey. Just drugs. I don't dabble in it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Just asking some questions.
Oh, that's right.
Forwards. Olivia Dempsey, 148k, 400, average of 78, last score of 59, break even of 71. The Bukaki, 124, average of 58, last score of 65, and a break even of negative 46. And of course, our one gamer, baby boy, Sammy, the boy Darcy, 109 and 124k. Fuck, that was good from Darcy. But are you interested in any of these players?
Yeah, I'm probably getting Darcy this week.
Yep, and I'm the same for you, I mean.
Now, the rationale here is I'm probably just trading Sexton next week. So Sexton's got the bye, and then Darcy plays his second game. So next week, I'm probably just going to go Sexton to Darcy. So why not do it this week, get an extra scoring player in the forward line?
Yeah, I'm not trading Sexton. I'll be keeping Sexton, but...
Yeah, so who are you trading?
The teams. Let's just fucking talk about our trades now, because we've, like... sat here and spoke about it a lot. So what I'm looking at the moment, now I've tried to cover little things, I had to play with Tom Powell and kind of come back and ignore that. But at the moment, it's Caulfield, Windsor and Grundy out, and it's Sheasel, Sharp and Darcy in.
So Windsor is the one.
Windsor's the one for me, yeah.
Okay.
Because I needed that extra money to get on top of Grundy's head to get him to Sheasel.
What's Windsor done? I mean,
40 on the weekend. 80 and 40. And that means that I can... Luke Jackson goes into my ruck line for the moment. It'd be Tim English and Luke Jackson. One of my first upgrades, I'll probably look at upgrading to Gawn. And have Gawn and English pretty early. But I also got to keep in mind there's a man by the name of Clayton Oliver that's going to be very, very attractive. And, you know, those who don't have... Nicky Boy Dacos, he'll be very, very attractive. And, you know, if anyone so doesn't have Jordan Dawson's going to be very attractive. It's... You know, and then those that don't have English, English.
Jordan's not going to be attractive.
Bro. Jordan will be. There, you don't. You're overreacting. You just need a couple of days to calm down. You'll be okay.
Nope.
Your trades that you were looking at.
Well, don't know, but on the chopping block is Hogan, Grundy,
one
Dawson.
Week of Hogan is so good.
I'm just
hoping that 50k Peros was worth it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, and I'll probably get another 50k Peros out of Tom Powell this week, and I'll bring him in, so don't stress, Corey.
Anyway.
Now.
You'll get more out of Tommy Powell. Tom Powell's a good one.
Well, Tom Powell might be a keeper too.
Yeah, I like Tom Powell. There's one that I'm seriously looking at, but I'm more worried about not having Sheasel.
It just excites me at the prospect of players I could be bringing in this week.
Yep.
On the agenda to come in, we've got Took Miller, Caleb Sarong, Zach Merritt, Tom Powell, and who's one I missed? I missed someone. Jack Steele. I think that was one. Yeah, that was one I missed.
So, what? Jack what was Steele. Grundy, Hogan, and who?
No, these are potential chop and block players, and Dawson.
Jesus, okay.
I haven't worked out my trade yet. Sexton's definitely gone, though. Zach Reed's every chance to be traded. There's a bit going on, Corey. They're all on notice, these cunts, Corey. What the fuck are you laughing at?
You're just very reactive.
There's a big pool of players on the chopping block. There's a big pool of players training to get a spot in the team.
Yeah, but you look, we normally don't condone going early, but you got no problem going early on Sam Darcy.
Zero.
Yeah, neither. Injury's the only worry. That fucking was very impressive.
Oh, if he gets injured next week, I'll trade him back to Sexton. Okay. I'll probably might even trade him to Hogan next week. There we go.
And they play West Coast this week too, so you can probably kick it out.
It's going to be a piss take, bro. Bag. It's going to be a piss take.
Very, very good. Ready for Who Am I?
Oh, ready as I can be, Corey.
I really should have had it up on the screen. You know, I'm a little bit annoyed, because obviously it's Frothy 41, so am I now. Yeah. Send it to me on a different platform, so now I got to go like searching on Facebook rather than just...
Does he use Discord inbox?
He normally does, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of the Discord inbox.
It's a great way to communicate. Who am I?
Can I have a guess without a clue?
Yes.
Lockie Whitfield.
No, but a very good one. I was very tempted to do Lockie Whitfield. I play for a bottom 10 team.
Jeremy McGovern.
I'm in 7% of teams.
Oh, you know, if I got Jeremy McGovern, then it would have been bananas. 7%?
Yep.
Bro, how the fuck am I going to get that? I can't get it off 7%. Bottom 10, 7%. Tom Powell?
I am top 15 in my line by average.
Top 15 in your line by... You won't be Jesse Hogan. Nzaiah. No, they'll be in top 8.
Is Nzaiah. They are bottom. They're bottom at the moment.
How are they bottom?
Because they're only... Actually, good point. Haven't they won 2 games?
No, they
lost to Geelong. Yeah. Whew, scared me then. I'm priced at 87. I'm averaging 110. I'm a defender at 475K. Spoke about it early. Absolutely no balls to do it. Fucking Naz is serious player.
Yeah, bro.
Like, as serious as I come.
Yeah.
Still.
I liked it in the preseason. There was someone on the Patreon that said, should he start Nzaiah over Thomas Stewart? And I forget his name, but I said to him, actually, no, it might have been Nicky Dacos, the new fella. I think it's him, actually. And I said to him, mate, like, I respect it. I enjoy it. But if that's my team, I just don't have the balls to do it.
Mm.
We sort of loosely driven drafted about him, but I don't think we ever seriously tried to put him in our team in the preseason.
No.
But this is just zero shock that this has occurred.
No. And we said, there's every chance of being top 6.
Yeah.
He sent me another 2, but I don't want to do them until...
What?
He sent me another 2 players.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, I kind of want you to do your off the rails first.
Oh, you're worried about low ownership.
I'm worried about stealing some thunder here.
Low ownership?
Yeah.
Are you, Corey?
I am.
Oh, here we go. I reckon I might know who it is then, Corey.
Yeah, let's go.
No, I've actually got no idea.
Oh, no, it's your turn. Have you got an off the rails ready or not?
Gory, you got to end segments on a high. You got to end program. You can't give people what they want in the first minute. You got to build up to it.
Well, how am I meant to run my Who Am I's then?
Just run the Who Am I's. I'll tell you if it's him or not.
All right, fine. I play for a top 8 team.
Sam Flanders.
I am top 10 in my line.
Luke Jackson.
2% of teams.
It just would. Well, I actually, it should have dawned on me that fucking it couldn't have been someone that high. No, Adelaide's not in the top 8, are they? Yeah. I was going to say Rory Laird. Go ahead. No, that's right. Go to the next one.
Okay. I am in. You know what I mean's team.
You know what I mean's got him.
Yep.
Pay attention to that. Can he spend more time?
I am a defender.
He spends more time off Discord than he spends on Discord.
I've already had a price rise.
Nah, you got me here.
532K.
Couldn't even tell you.
I am Will Powell.
What?
Yep.
Did he start the year with Discord?
He did.
No, he didn't.
He did. I promise you he did.
Where's he pulled that from?
He just locked Will Powell. I think he locked the back end of his year last year. And yeah.
Was that the one you were worried about that I was going to select?
Potentially, yeah. There's one more as well, but...
I'm not fucking coming here, Will Powell, bro.
Yeah. So, started the year well. 92 last week, but before that, what do we have? The round zero. Oh, fuck, they don't have the round zero here, but it was 100 and something. 123, 118, and 92. Mm-hmm. Takes a lot of the kick-ins. It might be the problem to Sexton, to be honest.
Yep, okay. Yeah.
Do you want me to do the last two or more?
Yeah, yeah, go for it.
All right.
Matt Crouch.
No. Oh.
He's gone defender, defender.
Play for a bottom 10 team.
Jeremy McGovern.
I'm top 10 in my line.
Already, oh, fuck's sake. I don't know. Errol Goulden. No, bottom 10. I'm
certainly off the rails in 500 teams.
Oh, yeah, well, this is going to be cooked. I've got no idea then.
I'm priced at 57, but I'm averaging 112.
Oh, I know who it is. I know who it is. Did he used to play for Carlton?
I'm a forward priced at 312K.
Oh, okay, it's Tom Power then.
It is Tommy Power.
Oh, I thought it was Will Setterfield, bro.
Nah,
you know he's averaging like
112. It's 112, 120. Seventh highest, like, midfielder
centers. Yeah. Fuck, I thought that was going to be him. Yeah, no, I like this one. This is the one you were probably a bit more...
I was worried that this was going to be your off the rails, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great pick, this one.
And I had it on the run sheet. But I do want to talk about Tom Power, and that was kind of why I wanted to get here, you know, more so than fucking Will Power. Tom Power's numbers have been fucking insane. Like, CBA's through the roof. Hang on, I'm going to get the stat up here. It was North Melbourne. His game the other day, 94 or 93% CBA's attended.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 28 disposals, 2 goals, 26 in the first game. They've clearly moved Simkin out of that midfield. Like, Kaiko has no intention of putting Simkin near the guts, and it was 76.5% first game. This guy, I think, is on the trajectory to be potentially top 6, and we get one every year. He's killing it.
Yeah, I'm with you.
How serious? Because my very first trade this week, so I make trades, I reverse them. I make trades, I reverse them. Like, there's a part of me that's like, I need Cheezel. But I'm very, very close to just Will Power. Tom Power, sorry.
Yeah, you know I was $12,000 away from some ideal trades.
Yeah.
And that means if Jesse Ogun survives, he could be going to Tom Power. I mean, Jordan Dawson, for me, going down to fucking Jack Steele, who I'm big on at the moment, gets me enough money essentially to get Tom Power for a rookie.
So my first trade before I done the Sheezer with Grundy was literally Dawson to Crouch and fucking, what's his name? I always call him Wilmot. Then the Melbourne cunt that I'm trading. Fuck me. Windsor to Power.
Yeah.
So that's kind of just to give people an idea. I don't know what I'm doing yet, but that was on the agenda as well.
I think it's the word agenda.
Yeah.
Great word.
Better than fades.
Underrated word.
Agenda. Yeah, agenda so I just think that he's a legit option.
Yeah.
And have a problem with anyone looking at him.
Yeah.
We're all quick to jump on Billings, and this could be the one.
Yeah, I agree.
He agrees, ladies and gentlemen.
I didn't jump on Billings. I do have a brain.
Dacos owners. I mean, you're quick to jump off Dawson. Is the Dacos 130s just fine?
Nah, I think we're still comfortable that Dacos is in the top fucking two defenders by season's end. So we're not worried. We're not trying that kind.
Yeah, Dawson, you think...
Dawson, I think this is alarm bells, like, you know, outside the top eight.
Is this because you're looking at things like Sarong, Ryan, Butters, like those players?
Well, Ryan doesn't count as a midfielder.
No, but you were talking about it. You know, those players are just highly overperforming.
Yep.
You're worried that a couple of those players could be crushed down back to earth, and you're just being overreactionary.
They're not gonna score 155 every week.
No.
But I'll tell you what: if Caleb Sarong wants to roll around and get, what's he averaging, 40 touches at the moment? Hasn't he added 40 something in both like games?
That, yeah.
Yeah. If he wants to roll around and do that, I'll pick the cunt.
Yeah. What do you do if you're missing Heaney, Sheezel, and obviously not this week, but going forward, Tom Green? Think about those players that are killing.
I don't know if Sheezel's killing anyone.
Wow, 130, 113 with he scored 180 in three quarters.
Yeah.
At 550k, like averaging 121 as a defender.
I mean, I can't argue with stats, can I, Corey?
No, like it's there's because you've got them, so I don't think you notice them little bit more than those people who don't have them. Like, and Luke Jackson as well, almost in that category too. You know, the Tom Green one is the guy's averaging 140 off three games. Like
insane.
It almost seems like there's a couple of players now that if you don't have, you're going to start to fall back from the pack. And what do you do? Like, ignore the names that I've mentioned. Like, for those pack players, what do you recommend people do?
Well, you're not going to be able to get all of them because people like Tom Green are like 650 plus, Bont's 720. You know, Heaney's probably gettable at 545 and Sheasel at 556. Like, they're still gettable. I reckon Flanders gets disrespected in this conversation.
Big time.
Big
time. It's another one. The 102 on the weekend or whatever it was. Lucky for me that he kind of, like, that was the one. Because I don't know if I was talking to you last week. I think it was. And I even asked you, you're Heaney or Flanders? Not on the potty off air. And it's like, because that was, I had to weigh up one or the other. And I went Heaney. But Flanders is the other. Like, you just got these, these forwards that are just dominating. And quite early. And then, you know, kick the goal. And, I think it's okay to, like condone using benches and fixing up your players now too if you're missing players.
You got 40 fucking trades and 6,000 boosts. You can do a little bit.
Just go. Balls to the wall.
That's it.
You're gonna be down to 34 this week.
Comfortably.
Me too. I should probably get questions up. It's funny because you know it's great. Like I went last week and I'm like, you know, I'll do everything this week. So next week, I don't have to worry about. Like, you know, I probably won't use a trade next week. Like, I'll be all right. Like, I've got to fix up one player. It's like, fuck. Like, the week I open, I'm like, automatic three, like, without even questioning it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll do three this week, so I don't have to worry about next week. It's like, boom, opens up probably next week. I'm just like, bang. Yeah. Where did these questions start? What's the date today? 25th, that would be.
Yeah, for those that don't know how to interpret 25 as 25th, then
podcast questions below. Ready for questions? Fat balding man. Who do we trade Dacos to this week? Going to be a 500k after his bye. Finn is
Ambrosio.
Take us to D'Ambrosio. What happened to fucking what's his name?
Who?
Chatter's name or whatever. It just says C dot 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 dot.
I've got Chazza written in.
Do you?
Chazza 2787.
Unless you just glitched on mine. Dawson to Sarong?
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing it. No, I'm hold Dawson.
I'm trade Dawson. Cunt, why are you laughing?
It'll be a 150 this week, and it's just going to be so fun.
You told me that last week. You said, no, don't trade. He's going to absolutely.
It should have been a 150.
He's no good.
He's all right.
26 touches for 48 fucking points if you factor in all these tackles being around about 4 points per tackle. Fuck off.
Triple bombs. All right, so Corey and Froffy called me an idiot in the voice chat. Then I checked my Supercoach team to notice for the first time I have LDU. I'm an idiot.
Is LDU sucking?
Well, I don't know, but he just didn't know his team, I think.
Fuck, that cunt is on some sort of fucking drugs, I'll tell you that much.
Legitimately. My prick is big. Hey, boys, just to clarify about the face tattoo from last potty. I was just having a whinge, not singling out anyone, but in honest, does look shit. My question is, after round two, a lot of classic teams are starting to look the same. Do you think it could be boring towards end of Supercoach that everyone would have nearly the same team? That's the first question. No, because people change.
Yeah, but everyone's going to want the best players. So, yeah, I mean, what do you expect? Of course, people are going to try and get the same players because they want the best players.
Sitting in voice chat, I mean, you hear that many different scores. Like, me and you scored relatively close, but fucking Dizzar, what, 21-50-something this week? Like, huge. And then you talk to Froffy, who's won the cup, you know, back-to-back with a 1900.
And then you talk to Shaq, and he couldn't even crack 1900.
It took you half an hour to get one in. Aye. I was waiting for your cheap shot.
He captained Jesse Hogan.
He's lost the plot. He's lost the absolute fucking plot.
It's no coincidence we haven't heard from him in fucking 3
legitimate
days.
Legitimate, it's as long as I haven't heard from him.
See you later, Shaggy boy.
Macca's or KFC chips?
Now, you want controversy. KFC are the most overrated chip product in the entire... I do not like them.
Wow. Why?
No, I'm not taking the piss. I do not like... They are fucking just soggy, thick, and fucking garbage.
Disagree.
No, I don't care. This is just facts.
The most,
they are soggy,
most
shit,
superior chip
garbage.
Is Nando's. Nando's got great chips.
No, Schnitz.
Oh, yeah, Schnitz are good chips too. Nah, even the Nando's, insane, the Peri Peri salt, fucking killer.
No, Schnitz are
insane. But I'm taking KFC over Macca's. Every day.
Not even close. Oh, I fucking hate KFC chips, bro.
Macca's aren't even chips, mate. They're fries.
Great, they're great options.
Reshcat, Young to Sheezel and Gigas to Caulfield or Warner from Freo. He's asking
this cunt wants another Freo cunt.
Why is he asking questions before the rounds even conclude? Like, about trades.
No, he wasn't.
It says, and Gipkus to Caulfield or Warner.
Oh, I was, actually. Yeah, this was yesterday before midday.
Yeah.
Sheezel?
Yeah, that trade. Yeah. He goes to Sheezel, has to happen. And just wait. I mean, Reshcat will talk to us later in the week.
Obviously not Caulfield, and obviously not Warner.
Pink
or Hall's your answer.
Yeah. Win it all day costs. Hey, legends, which one would you prefer? Have no nose but a really good smelling fingers, or be blind but have a really nice smile?
Why the fuck? Like, in what world would good smelling fingers be something that I desire or want?
So your fingers smell really good, but you don't
I've got
have
no
a
nose.
Nose. Or you're blind, but you have a nice smile.
But why the fuck, in what world would I want to sniff someone's fingers? Or have good smelling
imagine
fingers?
Imagine here, smell my fingers. I can't smell them, but apparently they smell good. I'd rather the no nose than be blind. But...
No nose. Well, the thing is, I can't see. So where would my glasses sit? If I got no nose, they'd just be dripping off my head.
Contact, Tom?
Oh, I can't deal with contacts, bro.
Herb, thoughts on trading Young to Wanganeen Miller?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think it's like if you like, I'm assuming you got Sheezel. I think Sheezel's the most important.
Wanganeen Miller is a point of difference. There's nothing wrong with that.
I prefer Sheezel, though. Wolf Star, who to get, Stewart or Ryan? Stewart. Ryan will have one of those games. We do this every year. We talk about how fucking good he is, how's the start, and he just goes out and has, like, a random 60. Or downgrade Young for Jay Clark, for Clark to have cash to upgrade a mid-next week, Nick Martin to Sarong.
No.
That's a big downgrade.
No, he's Jordan Clark. He's the Fremantle Jordan Clark, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah, sorry.
I think that's what he's referring
to. Is he? Because they're both Jay Clark.
Yeah, but I wouldn't want Jordan Clark.
Neither would I. He's been very good, though.
Yeah, I just wouldn't want him, so no.
Very good again on the weekend. But yeah. Nah, go get one of the big boys. Don't settle on mid, like, people that aren't top 8 or top 6 for another line, because you'll just get frustrated later in the line. It's probably an extra trade. Yort with a capital Y. Hey, lads, how did the weekend punting go? How'd your punting go, Bombs?
Great weekend. Great weekend on the punt. In fact, had a little side bet. Froffy lost it, lost $20. We rolled it into a multi, hit a fucking 10-1, and then we said, all right, we're either taking half ticket each. And then we decided against that because we've got to be carried away, and we put $190 on Jamara Hagen fucking first goal, didn't it?
Young to who?
What?
Hayden Young to who?
Yeah, Sheezel.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah.
Wang.
Sheezel Wang, yeah. So it's that order, yeah.
Yeah, and Stewart if you have to go up, and then Luke Ryan as well. Is it time to panic about Dawson? I'm a no, you're a yes.
No, we're not panicking. We're the most calm we've ever been in relation to Dawson. When you click the T on the cunt, the overwhelming sense of just fucking gratitude that comes, like, on Ponya is just unbelievable.
During,
honestly,
during the year, hypothetically, if Tom Green has two scores and is averaging 90 over 2 weeks, are you going to trade him?
No.
Okay.
I'll be shitty with him.
So why, see, why Dawson?
I'm burning trades now because there's going to be trends, right? Some players that you think are just... Because the top eight just doesn't stay the top eight every year. And this guy just might be a fucking donkey. And we want fucking premium horses in the race.
But it's, to the end, it's just a matter of efficiency, which he's been very good at over his career.
But you know what you told me last week, Corey? Winter's coming. And what happens in winter, Corey?
The elite stand up.
The ball gets a little bit more slippery.
The thoroughbreds run, and the bloke who runs 13 tackles probably tackles a little bit more.
Oh, I highly doubt he'd probably even get over 13 tackles in a game for the rest of the year. Look, the first part of the year is, let's get everything right. Just get everything right. Fuck primos off that aren't going to be primos for the rest of the year. Get some boys in that will be primos for the rest of the year. Try something out, Corey. You know, live life a little bit, Corey. Just try something.
You paid the money because he's an elite talent. He's an elite player who's had pretty good AFL games. He had a 50-point last quarter on the weekend.
Before he's worth $510,000, Corey, and you're sitting there going, fucking, where do I find 200K now to get this cunt up? Just sideways him now.
And I disagree.
He is gone.
Oh, I cannot wait for him to hit his break even of 190 this week.
That's fine. I'll bring him back next week.
For 10 grand less. Well, you had no problem trading Hogan in and out, so...
Well, you had no problem trading Caulfield in and out, Corey. So at least,
I think a big difference between the 123K.
You just bought it. Oh, I'm going to get Caulfield fucking... Let me tell you something about Jesse Hogan. He scored 22 times more points than Caulfield did this week, Corey.
He had Caulfield, so that's all right. I didn't have to deal with Hogan's shit school. Also, who do you think is the best red-headed player in the AFL?
Who's asked that question?
Yort still. He's asked about 40 of them.
Man, I'll tell you who's underrated as a ringer.
Who?
Richards.
Yeah, Presser Fred.
How good was that halfback to half forward run the other day?
How was he getting knocked the fuck out?
I don't like bullying, Corey.
I don't think that's bullying.
Nah, it's bullying, mate.
And hang on. You don't like bullying?
No, don't.
You're the second biggest bully in the fucking Discord chat.
Who are you insinuating is number one?
Perko.
Yeah, a bit sus.
Perko?
Yeah, okay, bud. Right.
Hey, Orange Juice Head.
Oh, Jesus.
Unc, how good is WA cricket? Three-peat in the One Day Cup and Sheffield Shield. Fuck Cricket Australia, the woke cunts. Also, I can get one of Carroll or Sharp who has better cash gen. I think Carroll's got better cash gen. I just think Sharp's safer.
I'd be taking Sharp.
Yeah. Raucous. All right, cunts, corrective trade this week. Need to get rid of Gibkiss and Caulfield. Who do you reckon? Probably need to make a third trade, but don't know who to flick. Any suggestions? P.S. We're getting poker going again this year. Mickey Rourke.
Probably unlikely. Now, how much has he got in the bank?
I don't know. I hate it when people send it through and they don't include the price.
Yeah, it is very annoying.
Well, he sent through his team from last week.
You sure?
Yeah,
because Flinders 128. Yeah. Fuck, this might not even be his actual team. That's what he's saying.
Potentially.
It's hard to find money here, isn't it?
Well, I don't know how much money he's got. He traded in Tom Berry. So we said this dumb trade. 28 on the weekend.
How do you know he traded in Tom Berry?
Well, he's got Tom Berry on his bench with a lock on it, so. Or he started at one of the two.
Gibkiss, one of Gibkiss and Caulfield, they have to go to they don't have to go because he's already fielding six in the back line, I suppose.
Yeah, I'd still trade one now, though. I'd hold the other one, I'd trade one.
Dawson to Jack Steele gets him 150K.
Lazaro subbed out of the game as well.
At least Lazaro might have a bit more money this week, so that way you can do Lazaro to fucking the Bulldogs cunt next week.
Fucking Darcy.
Darcy, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing this with money and also currently. So, Mickey, if you want to slide into me DMs with your team and your cash gen.
Hey, I'll tell you what. Dawson to Jack Steele gets him Lazaro to Tom Powell.
I don't mind that either. Like I said, if you can do something with the Dawson money, I don't mind it. Triple B, better luck next year, Shaq. Thanks for the easy win in the Divi 4 League. Need a nice deep laugh for that one, Bombs.
Fuck off, Triple D.
Does Shaq play for league now, or?
Can confirm. I think I've sent him 18 messages and I haven't got a response from one of them today. You know, were you on this morning when I said every 40 minutes I'm just going to message him? Something bad about his team?
Yeah.
Nothing. He's not happy.
Bit rude.
Very rude.
The fucking same thing's happening again. I'm just getting like J dot 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 dot.
Nah, that's not the case for me. So it's JB Small here.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Maybe we'll do that. Yeah, there we go. JB Small, g'day legends. First off, up the Saints. Did you lads enjoy the Mitch Owens fend off to Baby Dacos as much as I did?
Honestly, he's a cat, man.
My question, is it worth getting Grundy down to Zeri if they are gonna do roughly the same figures? At least Zeri doesn't have a bye. Thinking Grundy, Berry, and Young to Zeri, Sharp, and Naz. Or keep Grundy and trade Reed to Pink.
I'm not bringing in Zeri.
Neither am I.
What's he got, like 100?
The reason I'm not bringing in Zeri is because you're bringing it in, like, eventually, I'd imagine almost all teams are going to want English and
Gorn.
So, like, that Zeri trade, like...
It's a waste.
Yeah. Like, at least when we're talking about trading Grundy, it's like we're getting a better player on field in another position and a better rookie on field.
Yeah, yeah, but you're also probably getting a guy that's the top of their line. So if you're swinging Jackson into there, it's only going to cost you 50 grand to go to Heaney or 30 grand to go to Flanders or 20 grand to go to Jack Steele. I mean, why would you get Zeri over one of those guys? That makes sense.
Yeah. I'd assume he's exhausting all funds in this trade, though. But maybe it's like he didn't send his team, which would have helped. But yeah, I mean, Young can still go down. If Berry goes down to Sharp, actually, Grundy can go up. Have a look at those trades. Young's going down. Sam Berry's going down. That's 100K. That's almost, you know, 150K there. Slap that on Grundy's head. Go up.
You're not getting all my English, though.
No, but don't go up on Grundy. Go send Jackson into the forward line.
Assuming he's got Jackson.
Well, fuck, he doesn't have Jackson. He's that far behind, isn't he?
Maybe just go grab Jackson.
Correct, yeah. Yeah. Whitwasher, g'day boys. Is it worth going Caulfield to Hall this week? No issue with it. Or just hold for a better option to come up?
You can go either way.
Yeah, I think if Caulfield was the only one, like if you don't have Reed, then I don't mind holding. But if you've got both, like I would probably move one of them.
If you've got one singular donut, this is probably something people aren't factoring in. So we've got a lot of buys and stuff at the moment, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But you know we've got a non-buy week after this week?
Yes.
Okay. And can we have a quick look at Essendon's fixture for that week? Thank you.
Collingwood.
So round 4.
Oh, no, it's not Collingwood. Collingwood's the...
No, Essendon play Saturday night, which means you've potentially got a VC loophole with Reed for the following teams. Adelaide, Melbourne, Brisbane, North, West Coast, Sydney, Frio, Carlton.
Yeah, well, that's
good. So you can probably find loophole, a handy VC option.
You could loophole house with Pink or house you could do with that, Williams, or a VC depending option. On what you've got, yeah.
You could have Heen or Goulden or Sarong or...
Yeah, most people have Livingston or Naismith as well, so they do have a loop option.
Yeah, that is true, yeah.
But you can loop down.
Except West Coast play the third game that week.
You can loop in defence.
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Imagine looking to loophole fucking Heaney or Goulden against West Coast that week. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah, it's probably...
That is Gatherin, isn't it?
That is Gatherin.
Actually, we're going up there. For our Adelaide members, and you want to catch up, let us know.
Yeah, definitely let us know. It's going to be a big week.
Well, assume Hot Shane will just go missing again.
Yeah, absolutely MIA. Ruckus, is Rosita Sarong worth it, or you have traded out Caulfield and Sexton to McKercher and D'Ambrosio this week? Good trades.
Good trades.
No, yep. I'm not going Rosita Sarong. I've no.
Why?
Because Rosie's nothing to panic about. 115 week one, 90 week two. I'm not panic trading my premiums.
Not top 8.
You definitely could be.
I'm saying he's not.
Okay. But I'm saying he definitely can be.
You're saying he can be. You're not saying he will be. Of course anyone can be. He's just
I'm not guaranteeing Sarong is either. Yeah.
Just sit on the fence, Corey. Just sit on the fence.
But it's not... Honestly, it's not sitting on the fence.
How much wood is up here?
We're two games in and you've already... Nothing. taken your reaction of two games for the season and decided who your top eight is.
You'll do fucking
He was actually the best player on the ground at half time. He just couldn't use the ball.
Let me tell you something about Rosie, Corey. It was an optimistic pick at the best of times. And if you're going to touch the ball that much and still score 80s, well, then you're Matt Crouch-esque from about 6 years ago. Bob's you can just fuck off.
Trades in 34 seconds. Cliffy, why am I so bad at Supercoach? Sharp or Carroll? We already answered that. Pink or Hall? We've already answered that. Fat Baldy Man, yeah. My question is about Cadman. I was planning on the one price rise to go to Sharp, but I'm not sure after the 100, the buy this week isn't a real worry for my side. So the question for the brains is, who averages higher for the next 6 weeks? Is Sexton the trade out? You can't trade Cadman now.
No, how can you throw Cadman out?
Nah, you can't. You have to hold it.
Negative 52 break even with ruck time.
Like...
ruck time, Corey.
And they play Gold Coast at Adelaide Hills. We won't be... that's the one game we're going to be at, actually, isn't it?
Oh, mate. Jesse Hogan, first goal.
We're not going to be there, though.
I've got no idea, Corey. I'm not even sure I'm going to be on the planet.
then it's
hey, just hold on. Sorry, it's been 34 seconds. I've still got trades. I haven't ran out, just so you're aware.
Thank you. Hen Doodle 69. Is the Wangworth a punt form? Looks ridiculous. Bro. Yep. Hodge Daddy, first time, long time. How good. And he's got the fucking Zeus from Hercules. He's... little image, I like that.
Hercules. Sorry, every time I hear that word.
G'day, boys. Corey, you worried about Sam Darcy starting to take ruck time off English? English was still dominant, but so was Darcy when he went in. Not at all. Is Sam Darcy played the exact role that that other blonde dickhead was meant to play? What's his name? Rory Lobb, but 10 times better. Darcy looked elite in the forward line, too.
Can confirm, Jumpers Mitch, who didn't watch a second of the game, reckons, old orange juice pulp tits over there, Corey. Reckons he can't be fucking, he won't be a ruckman. He'll get ruck status.
It was very good. No, I'm not worried. Fair enough question, like legitimately fair enough question, but Tim English dominated and then he went and rested four. And that's what I want from my ruckman. I like when my ruckman don't go to the bench. Mm. And I think everyone's ruck combination by the end of the year... if trades depend, probably besides Bonce because he's going to run out sideways and all his primos every week.
Nope.
Will be English and Gorn.
So great.
Who will it be?
I'll have English and Gorn because I won't run out of money or trades. Okay,
thank you. Taylor, thoughts on... thoughts on Kane Farrell as D4, D5.
I've been waiting, Corey.
This can't be a real question.
They tempted me, Corey, when they started mentioning Riley Bonner. But if you're going to come here when you've got about six fucking defenders averaging 130 and you're going to raise Kane fucking Farrell, Corey, well, then it's fucking shame Farrell on you, fucking Taylor. You can fuck off, you dumb dog. Fuck off!
Very, very good. I'm glad it started. What has he scored? He scored 104 and 101.
Fucking Kane Farrell scored
430 game. Had a lot of it on the weekend, but they also were without the horn. Did take some kick-ins, but no. If Kane Farrell was 231K, maybe if he was 290K, you could have a look at that. But Taylor, no. Traded out Dawson.
19-foot cock, Corey. He'd still be only 20 foot tall.
Traded out Dawson, Reed, and Berry for Clark, Farrell, and Freo. Freo, Clark, Farrell, and Powell. Oh, good Powell. Tom Powell. Sorry, I thought the other Powell.
He wants Jordan Clark from Freo. Kane fucking Farrell. Oh,
he's got the wing. Taylor, I'm going to say something here, all right? When you're picking these players, ask yourself, are they top six at the end of the year? Players throughout this whole season will go on 2 to 3 game runs. They will. It happens, right? It happens every single year. And at the start of the year, we do have these questions come up quite a bit, you know? It was Riley Bonner last week. You just mentioned it. He was the it in a bit. He was the man. Like, why are we not trading Bonner in? Because these things happen, and then a light when Porter at full strength, the likes of Kane Farrell go back to scoring 70s and 80s and 60s and things like that, and then you're stuck with them, right? And then it's an extra trade. I get that we got 40, but you can't be picking up players like Clark and Farrell. And I get that we want to strike while the iron's hot. We want to get these players realistically when they drop down, right? Or a Wang at 475K or a Yo at 450. They have roles that they're stuck to. Jordan Clark is playing insane football, but I think it's a bit of an anomaly. I don't think he's going to average 113. Kane Farrell isn't going to average over 100. It just will not happen. Right, so don't get too sucked in to what these 400k players are doing. I would much rather, I don't mind the power. You shouldn't have got Berry last week. We did advise against that. You know, it was played in the wet and it is what it is. So power, I got no issue with. I would rather that money from Clark and Farrell go up and, you know, save a trade. What was the trade? It was Dawson, Reed and Berry for Clark, Farrell and Powell. You know, you want to fuck off Dawson, by all means, but go Berry up to Powell and Dawson to something else. Like, because you're chucking a lot of money in there. If he's trading Reed and Berry up, like that Dawson money, that you're not earning 600K because you're going to Clark. So there's just smarter trades you can do. And your team's so risky as it is. Like, Romo's killing it, so I've got no issue with that. But Elliot, yo, fucking, you started to wrong, I'd assume, which is pretty good. But Kane Farrell, Jordan Clark, Wanganeen, like, there's a lot of risk. You don't have Tom Stewart. You don't have Luke Ryan. They're the players you want.
Corey. I looked into his Discord profile, and it's starting to make sense. His name's fucking Taylor, but his Discord, I don't know what you call it. Your Discord, not like your nickname that, yeah, you know, comes up on the top. It's Spud.
Spud, yeah.
Spud underscore 1741.
But this is exactly what it's for. Because he's come joined since March, so he's come in, he's getting some advice, and probably some advice here that can save his year.
Sorry. This cunt, honestly, he's, I mean, for all the dentists out there, Corey, he's all crown and no filling. Like, he's a few beers short of a six-pack, this cunt, Corey. He's 12 fucking shy of a dozen, this cunt, Corey. He's got no fucking idea. Who the fuck is this cunt to raise Kane fucking Farrell?
You see Millsy picked him up in draft this week? You were so happy with him, though.
No, by draft, Corey, in draft, by all means.
Yeah.
But don't you come here. And you know what's... You know, he's obviously smart enough to come and pay a couple bucks a month to have these sort of questions asked. But he's also dumb enough to fucking feel like he needs these kind of things answered.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a few French fries short of a fucking Happy Meal, this cunt, Corey, honestly. Like, he's... Fuck me dead, bro. What the fuck is it? Anyway.
That was it for questions, so I'm glad that's where we ended it.
Kane fucking Farrell, Corey.
Trades we've already spoken about, but I'll... And in mine, I was looking at Caulfield, Grundy, and fucking... Who was the other one? Windsor for Carroll slash Sharp, Darcy and Shees. You still up in the air? I'm still
up in the air.
I'm
so...
I just done one for the pure point of this potty.
You may as well just call me a Jet, Corey, because I'm just fucking... I'm nowhere near ground level. I've got no idea what's going on.
You're enjoying these, aren't you?
What do you mean?
Just trying to unravel, like, unleash as many of these kind of, like...
Oh, you know, I'm as dumb as a doorknob, Corey. I fucking love these ones. This cunt... I think people enjoy them, Corey.
Was captain and capped.
Now, I'll tell you what, Corey. The fucking... The super coach elites admin next to get sacked for us, Corey. Isn't he putting in some effort?
What's he doing? I haven't even noticed.
Have you seen what he does?
Oh, the kid, his little captain fucking thing.
On behalf of the Supercoach Elites, these are our top three picks. No write-up. No facts.
Wait, is there no write-up now? First, week one had a write-up.
Corey, this cunt put a post up last week with just fucking three photos of three dumb cunts sitting there. One of them was Nick Dacos.
You're fucking kidding me. What were the other two?
Well, I reckon it was Tom Green. and I couldn't tell you who the other one was.
I'll tell you what, you want a captain's write up. It's tier two in the Patreon. You get it every week.
You put it absolutely.
Did you read last week's one?
No.
Right, go read it when you're done. I've started referring them to people in the Discord.
Oh, this is going to be good. Well, I'll tell you what, if you get someone with Taylor, just put Jesse Hogan next to this cunt's name.
I haven't had a reaction on any captain's post I've done because they've been boring. The second I do this, I've got reactions coming out of my ass.
Are you using some new people, though? Or are you just using the same old boring heads?
Nah, there's... Bushy got one. Who else got
one? What did Bushy get one for?
Perko. Salty. Trav.
Can I just say...
No, actually, we won't say that.
And the almighty leader. So I will change.
Yeah, mix it up. I'll tell you what. Yeah. Anyway, my captain. I'm guessing that's what you want to know this week, right?
Please.
Now, he failed me once already, but I don't see how I can't do Nicky D.
Up at the Gabba.
Yeah. Now, if I had Tim English, that'd be the biggest morals to have the C on the cunt.
Yeah, I think, yep.
Yeah. And for my team, it'll be Bontempelli just because he's playing West Coast. So that should just be 130.
Yep.
So I need a cunt. Okay, let's see what can happen. If in a world in which I get Sarong or Luke Ryan, they'll walk into a VC first up for me, though.
Yep. So,
and I'll run it into Bont.
So you're just in my sheet here. Sarong and Jackson, I don't mind at all. Into Bont / English. So English is my VC this week.
Rolly O'Brien's been pretty good this year.
I know he has, but I just think Jackson's elite. So I would prefer Sarong, but if you don't have him. So English will be my VC. I'll probably run English into Heaney or English into Stewart, to be honest. Yeah. And then you want a left field one?
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't doing it, but if anyone brings in Big Harry, he could have a field day at Marvel Stadium on Friday night.
Corey. But you just mentioned...
Oh, no way!
There we go, Corey. Now, Corey boy.
Yes, Bombsy boy.
Let me tell you something about the Big H, Corey.
I'm fucking spewing that I accidentally stole that, man.
Hey, no, that's fine. It all intertwines here, Corey. Don't worry about it, mate. This is a programmer two, despite how much I think it's a programmer one. Now,
you talking at me.
That's right. 121 is his current average, Corey. He's in 3% of teams. He's under 5%. Now,
wasn't off the rails 2% last year?
No. Off the rails, once season starts, we go under 5.
Okay.
Pre-season, we do like under 2. Right. But, you know, season starts, some of those off the rails become on the rails. Yep. You know what I mean?
They get on the track.
112. Minimum. That might be his three-quarter time score this week. He could possibly kick 7, but you know the best thing about it? He's got a negative 17 break even. Now, you thought I was done with Jesse Hogan. How dumb do you think I am by considering Hogan to have big Harry this week?
I'd prefer Harry over Jesse, to be honest.
What, as of last week? Would you have said that last week?
Yeah, the only reason that Hogan was okay last week because it was the game against Winslow, but that was a one-week pick. I was against Jesse Hogan all week. I'm all for Harry moving forward.
Did you know if Hogan scored... Because you know the projections last week. Yeah. I've got to justify myself here. If it was 100 and 100, he would have made 130 grand.
Yeah. I get it.
But like in my mind, 100 was his base and he was going 150. So he should have almost should have got to 600 after two games
played. He's the main forward there and I don't mind the way they play, like the actual...
He had 4 fucking shots in the second quarter and kicked 1 goal, 2, and the other one was fucking out in the full and another one just dropped short. It was an almost game from the cunt.
It was very almost. And, like, just standing there with handballs that went to another player instead of Hogan. It was very almost game. I said that to you the other night, actually.
I'm not happy either. But the Big H, Corey. Now, people think I might be being a bit facetious, Corey.
You shouted this pre-season, though. Like,
I said to you, he's a smoky to be top 6.
Yep.
Just keep an eye on Harry, Corey. He's off the rails and he's every chance this week.
What's your fixture?
Just to do another 100. We got three North and then
North, Frio, Adelaide.
Adelaide. I reckon GWS
Geelong, Collingwood, Melbourne. You'll kick 10 on Collingwood, so.
No, that's Charlie's game.
Okay.
But that's shocking. You look at how good those defenses are. GWS, Geelong, not a big fan of Collingwood, and then Melbourne, Sydney. That's very tough. Mm. Like round six to ten, that's when we found out about the Blue Boys, I reckon, in there. You got GWS, Geelong, Collingwood, Melbourne, Sydney. That's tough.
Yeah, that's a fucking kind of a fixture.
Very tough. So, Jesus. I mean, hopefully we're rocking undefeated by the time we get to GWS.
Gold Coast is all right. And then Port at Amy. Adelaide Oval, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
Back to Geelong again. Both at the MCG. That's pretty handy.
Yeah, no, we're just with the new Collingwood, mate. We're not allowed to play. Yeah.
We're still trying to get over the travel. We're going to be fucked this week, too.
Oh, we don't play West Coast until fucking round 23. That's disgusting.
Could be a good time to bring Harry. Look at the finals run for Harry.
I think he might have tapered off by then. Good.
Fucking sexy. Maybe Charlie Kurnow for them. That could be a background. Bombsy boy, anything else, Dad?
I'm just trying to think of the other talking points.
Do you want to have a look at the fucking group who's at the top? Shout out to our boy Fact Checks, who's flying.
Yeah, but he's not flying in the...
He's 300th overall or something, isn't he?
No, 400. But
excuse me.
I'm bringing up the league now. But I don't think he's actually featuring highly in that league. He's got a few more. Yeah. Now, Lucas Dong Ich.
Very good.
Coach Matt, overall 40. Logan's Heroes, Cameron, overall 49. Rampaging Moose, 61. And then Straight Sets, Beretta, 108. And the big Lipinski from Josh, 125, ran out the top five. See what I mean? But like, Fact Checks are just like... He's number 13 in this group, Corey.
Yeah, there you go.
And he's 404 overall. So we've got some big boy players in there. How great's that? Now, just unfortunate, these fuckers at the top, if they're not Patreon members, I guess, Corey.
Sign up.
Are you going to make a loophole?
Nah, fuck them. They can eat a dick. They had a chance.
I reckon you can make a loophole here, Corey.
Fuck, you want to give me today? You reckon sign up before the end of this weekend? Fuck it. I'll do it. You said it. Oh, I haven't run this past the rest of the admin team. The boss isn't going
to
be
happy. I reckon, because they weren't in there at the start of the year, though, they can't sign up to T1. Is T3 the lowest?
No, T1's the lowest.
No, they can't sign up to T1. They got to be above
T1. So you reckon tier 2 and above, you're going to say, are going to be eligible for the 1K?
Well, where do you want to go? I reckon it needs to, like, because they weren't in at the start, and they're fucking flying at the moment. I actually think it needs to be tier 3.
Oh.
I'm going top level.
All right, fuck it. Hey. We'll go with it. I haven't run it past anyone else. We're going to get in big trouble here. But on the potty, tier 3 and above. You sign up to tier 3 and above by the end or start of this round? Start of this round.
Start of this
by round. By Thursday night, you're eligible for the 1K. So if you are flying...
But you need to be like Patreon member till the end of the season. Correct. Though you can't just do it 1 week.
That's exactly right. I'm just gonna write this down. The date. So the date's the 25th, and it'll be the 28th. Why the fuck we're gonna get in so much trouble here?
No. We won't. Corey, I'm winning the overall. I'll overtake them all. Don't stress.
If you're in there and you think you're a chance to win the overall, sign up. Tier 3. Bombs the set at. You will now become eligible again. So Will of Willy Wangers. He's number one in the overall currently. If he listens to this body, he should just sign up right now.
Willy Wangers? Yeah. Who's Willy Wangers?
And this is the guy who's actually number one overall.
No. You've got to be in our group because you can't join our group code.
Yeah, you can.
No, I'm not giving out the group code. You can't come and join the group code.
Fine. We're capped. You reckon?
No, you can't. If you're already in the group, all right, then that's fair enough.
No group code coming out. Bombs has joined the line there.
We can't have externals now coming number one overall and then just, you know what I mean?
I'll just absolutely exploit the loophole.
You got to be currently in the group. All right,
cool. You're currently in the group. Sign up to tier 3 if you're not already there. So who are the people right now that you think should sign up? Who are the top five that you just read out?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you look at this, right, but you've got how many people in the top 1,000? You've got 32 people in the top 1,000.
Yeah.
So, well... I don't know, it's probably too long to call them out, but you'd probably know who you are. Go check the league code there. You know, the top 10, we've got, the top 5 I said before, and then we've got Pringoolian FC, we've got Buller Hunchbacks, Fappity Fap Fap, Snoyle, Suckin' Duck and Duckin', Chefin' Around, Reaper's Revenge,
Mighty D Sensational is obviously eligible. We know he's definitely in Discord. Faruja FC, Goulden Eye, Joel's Baggers, Hung Like a Horse, Paulie's, SC Uncle, Howden's Heroes, Numpty's FC, Gresh2M Press, Team Williams, and Mac City round out the top fucking 25 there, Corey. I mean, you got a chance to win fucking
a grand.
1K. Now, for these people, you didn't want to sign up in the preseason. It's going to cost you, what's our tier 3 cost?
$15.
$15 a month times 5 months is how much?
I don't even think it's
50, 75, roughly.
Like 4 months or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Or whatever it is. Yeah. It could be between $60 and $75 to be eligible for the one game.
Not bad.
Is what it is.
Perfect. All right, Bumps, anything else?
Nope.
All right, ladies, on behalf of Bumps, myself, and the patrons at patreon.com/SC Elites, peace out, and thank you for listening.